This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Tonight, Iran launched a large-scale of coordinated attack on Israel. The regime in Iran fired a massive swarm over 200 killer drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles towards the state of Israel. Together with our allies and partners across the region, we are operating at this very moment to defend Israel from Iran's attack.
That's Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, outside the British Embassy in Tehran. Chanted and celebrated after the attack on Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden and his national security team have been monitoring the situation. A U.S. defense official said the effort to intercept the attack was continuing. Tensions are at the highest since the Israel-Hamas war began 6 months ago, after a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria killed 12 people, including two senior Iranian generals. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on an Israeli-linked ship seized by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard.
Commandos for Iran's Revolutionary Guard made their way down from a helicopter onto an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz, seizing the vessel. The ship is the Portuguese-flagged MSC Ares, a container vessel associated with Zodiac Maritime, part of Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer's Zodiac Group. Authorities are now working to ensure the well-being of the crew. The seizure is the latest in a series of attacks between the two countries. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukraine's military chief on Saturday warned that the battlefield situation in the country's industrial east has significantly worsened in recent days as warming weather has allowed Russian forces to launch a fresh push. This is VOA News. A top-ranking official, Chinese official, reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting Saturday with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, and the capital's Pyongyang. China's state media reported in the highest-level talks between the allies in years. The visit from the emissary, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, and hence the ceremonial parliament, came as North Korea fired the missiles to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the United States. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. Details from Reuters' Olivia Zolino.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping center. Rhys Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was just terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zolino reporting. The last of 174 stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey were brought to safety Saturday, nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony tells us how it all started.
The incident saw nearly 200 passengers trapped in 24 cabins stranded in the air. Over 100 people had been rescued. The Disaster and Emergency Management Authority's chairman said none of those waiting to be rescued had critical injuries or were in poor health. In a statement on social media platform X, the Interior Ministry said several helicopters and more than 500 rescue workers were carrying out rescue efforts. A video released by the Interior Ministry showed rescue personnel tied to safety ropes climbing into cabins.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has now spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. It comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. Health officials continue to stress the risk to public is low, and the U.S. food